It's Jeremy Deeds here, Certified Financial Planner and Registered Life Planner. Welcome to my Money Manifesto for Monday, 12th May 2014. So now we've reached the penultimate phase of our life and financial planning program. In September and October, we looked at how to build a foundation for a plan by gathering personal and financial data. In November and December, we worked out what utopia looked like. January and February was all about achieving transformation by overcoming obstacles to getting to utopia. March and April were spent working on how best to utilize our resources. Now, in May and June, we concentrate on bringing it all together in a single roadmap that is the life and financial plan for our future, the map that will guide us through the unknown that is the future. Having said that, we should already be taking steps to improve our lives and finances. The future program is not just about preparing a plan, it's actually about living the plan. It's also iterative, in that as we run the cycle each year, we get better and better at it, and at our lives and our finances. However, writing it down, adding detail, preparing a written roadmap is also important. If it's written down, it's more likely to happen, especially if you're building deadlines and objectives. You're more likely to get where you want to be if you have a map, a guide, before you enter the dark wood. It's also about detail and strategies, and I'll be highlighting some strategies here in more detail over the next 2 months. Not least, those core strategies of saving, compounding, and asset optimization. Those are the three pillars of the financial planning part of the plan that ultimately ensure you always have the right money in the right place at the right time. There's nothing new here, by the way. Mr. Micawber was spot on when Dickens had him talk, as far back as 1850, about his recipe for happiness centred on his annual income of £20. It's just, I think, that most of us have forgotten about it, even though today's technologies provide us with far more sophisticated tools for working it out and projecting the future of our finances. There is something deeply satisfying about getting to this stage. It brings about a sense of relief and purpose, enabling you to live much more in the present, the here and now, to really live life free of those regrets for the past and fears of the future. So next week I'll run through one or two of the many strategies that we use. Till then, have a great week, take care, and let's start to make things happen.